1050 WHN, New York.
Live from New York, it's the Dick Clark Show at WHN. And now here's your host, Dick Clark.
Oh, my word, I can hardly wait to hear what I'm going to say after that. Do you realize that the last time ever in my whole life I ever did this was at radio station WOLF in Syracuse, New York, where I used to MC the Cactus Dick and the Santa Fe Riders. I mean, that was a long time ago. I was a country disc jockey many, many moons ago, and coming up, we want to talk to you about some of my favorite people in music, like this young lady, Miss Ann Murray, who next Wednesday will find out whether or not she is the top female vocalist of the year. Just had herself a baby. A lot of hit records, too. Miss Ann Murray.
Dreaming, I must be dreaming, or am I really lying here with you? Baby, you take me in your arms, and though I'm wide awake, I know my dream is coming true.
That's a lovely lady, Miss Ann Murray. By the way, next Wednesday night, if you have a chance, tune into the Academy of Country Music Awards on NBC, and you'll find out whether or not she beats out Dolly Parton, Crystal Gayle, Loretta Lynn, Barbara Mandrell, and Miss Ann Murray. She's a nominee. Now, if she wins, of course, well, with a baby and all, I think we'll place a telephone call or whatever, but we'll see. It's a week from tonight, and this is Dick Clark on 1050 WHN. I got to tell you a story. Years and years ago at the little theater off Broadway on 44th Street, we used to have a show sponsored by Beech Nut Spearmint Chewing Gum, and kids used to come in. It was a good old rock and roller, but the interesting thing was all my friends from Nashville, Tennessee would show in. And I got to tell you, the raft of people that came to that show is extraordinary. In the next hour or so, maybe we'll talk a little bit about him, but I have one fond memory because this is the man who brought me one of the most treasured gifts of my life. It came in a little box about, oh, 6-7 inches wide by a foot long, and it was the strangest-looking pair of footwear you ever saw in your life. A real, live, honest-to-goodness pair with gold studs all around the toes. It was a real, honest Nashville set of blue suede shoes and brought to me by the one and only Carl Perkins.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do it. face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Car. You drank my liquor from my old fruit jar. You do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Show and free to get ready. Now go cat go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Oh, does that bring back memories? Oh, Carl Perkins of Blue Suede Shoes. You know, I'm sure it's of absolutely no interest to you whatsoever, but I left California the other day to go to Las Vegas, do a telethon, then flew to London for a couple of days and then into New York, do a couple of game shows. And the very first thing I tuned in last night was to find out what kind of weather we're going to have. And lo and behold, I leave beautiful, sunny England where the weather is gorgeous and everything. Come back to my hometown of New York and the temperature is going to go down to mid-50s. Tomorrow you better drag along your raincoat or your umbrella because we're going to rain down. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Well, they say there's a chance, but there's no doubt about it. It's out there. It's everywhere. The highs are going to be in the upper 60s again, and other than that, it'll be nice. So take a raincoat or umbrella along as you please on 1050 WHN. This is Dick Clark, and I would like to talk to you a little bit about three things you can do when you need new tires. You can go anywhere and pay a premium price. You can watch the papers and wait for a sale, or you can come on down to Gannon Tire, where every day is Value Day. Gannon, your authorized Michelin passenger tire dealer, is going all out to feature Michelin X-Steel belted radial tires. Michelin radials are designed to fit small imports as well as American cars at prices you can afford, and you get free installation. There's no trade-in required. You're a little short on time? Well, Gannon promises to get your new tires on and get you out in half an hour or less. So I tell you what you do. You visit Gannon for Michelin tires, for high-speed balancing, for expert wheel alignment, and for mufflers and shock absorbers. In Brooklyn, there's a Gannon at Bay Parkway and 65th Street in Bensonhurst, and another on Flatbush Avenue between Avenues S and T near King's Plaza Shopping Center. In Long Island's Five Towns, Gannon is located on Burnside Avenue, two blocks from Rockaway Turnpike. And you just remember, when you need tires, go to Gannon. They put you first on Michelin.
At the Meadowlands, we've got your style. The Meadowlands, with a style to suit every taste, every budget, from casual to elegant. You'll find your style deliciously with excellent food and friendly service in any one of the Meadowlands restaurants. From the intimacy of the handicapper room to the track-wide view of the trackside terrace, or on top of the action at the spectacular new Pegasus, a superb dining experience with a breathtaking panorama of the Meadowlands. You'll find your style casually with snacks from the soup bar, the clam bar, the tavern, a healthy sandwich, and a cold beer. You'll find your style inside in the spacious clubhouse or outside at the trackside park. But no matter what your style or where you sit, the Meadowlands is always exciting. With the world's finest trotters and pacers competing for harness racing's largest purses, your style. You'll find it at the Meadowlands, America's leading harness track. You can bet on it.
WHN gives you Crystal Gale.
You've been talking in your sleep.
WHN gives you Crystal Gale.
Well, have you left one you love?
WHN plays the music you want to hear. And WHN gives you the record albums you want to keep. One more way. WHN gives you the music you want to hear. It's easy to play and win. The music you want to hear is on 1050 WHN.
You know it. You know, I mentioned I was in London. I should explain why. We're doing a film over there on the birth of the Beatles. One day, about 2.5 years ago, I strolled into the ABC television network when Fred Silverman was there. And one thing you say about Fred Silverman, man doesn't vacillate. He hasn't had a heck of a lot of luck at NBC. But when he was over at ABC, he would make a decision like that. I said, I would like to do two films. I would like to do the story of the birth of the Beatles. I'd like to do the life story of Elvis Presley, or portion thereof. And he said, go do it. Now, that was, interestingly enough, before Elvis's death. The strangest things happened thereafter. We started to work on it, and a couple of years ago, August, Elvis passed away, which sort of added a whole new dimension to that project. He was the only man, not the only man, but one of the few men who never appeared on American Bandstand. I always, people say, why? Well, it was very obvious. There was no way Colonel Parker was going to let him appear on American Bandstand for $155. He was a big hit already. But along about 1968, he appeared on a television show, and he left the motion picture field for a while. He had to get back in front of the people. He had one of the biggest television specials ever. Right after that, he made that winning appearance in Las Vegas. That was when he got back to his people. That's where our film ended. As a matter of fact, the film is going to be seen in theaters starting in June of this year. It's one of the songs from the television special with Elvis.
Memories press between the pages of my mind. Through the ages, just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down and settle softly to the ground, like gold of autumn leaves around my feet. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. And twilight's trimmed in purple haze, and laughing eyes and simple ways, and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages, just like simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine.
You know, I've been dragging around this business for over 31 years now. I have never in my whole life seen such an extraordinary response to anything I've ever had an attachment to. The Elvis story that goes out into theaters this summer and was seen on television, it attracted one of the biggest audiences of the year. It beat One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Gone with the Wind. Now, when they tell you you're going to go on against Gone with the Wind, that's a kamikaze mission, to say the least. It is a tribute not to the wonderful people who made the film, and I was happy to produce it, but to the extraordinary phenomenon of the fan... fantastic reaction to Elvis Presley. There's never anybody like him in the world. Research, by the way, it's a little stream of consciousness thought. Do you know the two best known things in the world? The shape of the Coca-Cola bottle is recognized everywhere, and second to that is the word Elvis. It's known in every language of every country all over the world. Hey, this is Dick Clark. I'm sitting in here on 1050 WHN, and I have the best of Glenn Campbell album featuring all of his hits to give you if you are caller on line number 3 on the WHN prize phone. Now, the area code is 212, and you buzz us up here at 9559-WHN. Got it? All right. Here's a favorite group of mine. Years and years ago, they appeared on American Bandstand. Of all things, we were taped in those days, and we lost the tape. We erased it. Hottest people in the country, and don't you know, they came back to do it again. Bless their hearts, Creedence Clearwater.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by a magician. Do, do, do.
Fogerty and a whole gang. I will never, you know, they were so big, they didn't have to come back and do that. And I can never forget. I called them and said, you're not going to believe this. It happens every now and again. We erased the tape, and they did it all over again. This is Dick Clark, guest disc jockey on 1050 WHN, reminding you that tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, Del DeMontro will host another WHN live broadcast. This time, it's Tom T. Hall. Tom was a guest disc jockey here on the Lee Arnold Show a little earlier today. You make sure you listen, right? Now, you can afford the all-new spring fashions you've been longing for. Just hurry over to Alexander's today and tomorrow and save 40% on Junior's two-piece skirt sets in pastel print polyester. They were $22. Now they're just $12.99. And save up to one-third on Junior's plus soft velour skirt sets in luscious solid colors. Only $19.99. Today and tomorrow at Alexander's. And you pick up your copy of Alexander's Spring Circular and save.
How lucky can you get? Channel.
Channel. Tomorrow, Channel Home Center is America's number one do-it-yourself store, is having a grand opening sale at its newest home center located at 630 Wellwood Avenue and Spiegelhagen Street, north of Sunrise Highway in Lindenhurst, Long Island. Channel Home Centers is 8 great stores in one. It's a lumber yard, a paint store, a plumbing store, a hardware store, an electrical store, a lawn and garden store, and much, much more. So hurry to the grand opening sale tomorrow at Long Island's newest do-it-yourself store, Channel Home Centers, located at 630 Wellwood Avenue at Spiegelhagen Street, north of Sunrise Highway in Lindenhurst, where you'll find hundreds of great buys for your home and family during this grand opening sale.
Adelaide Tattoo of Los Angeles, tell us about your experiences with AMCO transmissions.
I had a Datsun. Transmission was going bad. I took it to the Datsun dealer and brought the AMCO estimate. He said they're doing it for a better price than we can give you. After I had the car repaired, the transmission worked perfectly. I really think that I'm sold on AMCO.
AA MCO AMCO.
The WHN Prize Phone.
Hi, this is Dick Clark. Who are you?
Hi, Eileen Kagan.
Eileen, where are you from?
Bedpage.
Oh, bless your heart, my dear. You have won the Best of Glenn Campbell album featuring all of his... Are you happy?
Yes.
Your chance to win is coming up soon on 1050 WHN.
Oh, back to 1958 when I remember this song the first time around. Conway Twitty and my friend Jack Nance wrote it. And it is... just goes on forever and ever. New Yorker Robert Gordon's done it up there on the charts these days. You remember It's Only Make-Believe?
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you care for me. But it's only make-believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. Wedding ring, my all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My only prayer will be someday you care for me. But it's only make come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, my schemes. You are my everything. But it's only make. It's only make. Yes, it's
that's Robert Gordon here on WHN. Dick Clark sitting in on 1050, and I am so happy to be here because 1 week from tonight, we have the big Academy of Country Music Awards show on NBC, and I hope you'll watch. I'll talk to you a little bit about that later on. In the meantime, I've got the latest Elvis Presley album for our Memories of Elvis fans, containing It's Midnight and My Boy. I'm going to give that to you if you are the caller on line number 4. On the WHN prize phone, the area code is 212-955-9WHN. You got it? All right, now let me take you back a little ways. Unless you're a real oldie but goodie, Paul Evans is going to kill me if I talk about him this way. Years and years and years ago, back in the Stone Age of rock and roll, there was a young man who came down to Philadelphia to do a song, and I think it was called Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Backseat or some silly thing like that. He was what you call one of those teenage idols. You remember when Twitty was a teenage idol before he got that distinguished middle-aged paunch and look and the gray sideburns and all. He's a very good friend of mine, so I can blaspheme him this way in public. But Paul was one of those guys. And the little girls used to scream and yell and go bananas. And after that, he went into the commercial field. And this particular record was a giant in England, went up to top five. As a matter of fact, it was number one here on WHN not too long ago. This is Paul Evans with a thing you may remember. Hello, this is Joni. Remember?
Hello, this is Joni. I'm sorry that I'm not home. But if you leave me your name and number, I promise soon as I get in, I'll phone.
Joni came over to last night. I drank a little too much red and we got into a fight. She said I'm leaving and I let her go alone. I felt so damn bad this morning. I reached right for the phone and called her right away to beg her to forgive. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, hey. And I waited for her call. I waited with a sinking feeling in my heart, not knowing if she'd forgive me was tearing me apart. I couldn't go on this way, I had to call again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, hey. Instead, it was a friend who said that Joni's car had crashed. I never should have let her drive home angry from my place. I'd never hold her again and kiss that funny face. But still, there was a way to hear her voice again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, hey.
That's Paul Evans. Hello, this is Joni. It's just about 7:30 here on 1050 WHN. I have a reminder for you. This Sunday night at 9 o'clock, WHN will present another in its series of the Best Of live in-concert broadcasts. This time, it's a rebroadcast of the Kenny Rogers concert live from the Garden State Arts Center in New Jersey. And I should remind you, this has been a year for Kenny Rogers. He is a finalist in the Male Vocalist, the Entertainer of the Year, and in the Duo category with Dottie West for the Academy of Country Music Awards, which happen 1 week from tonight. And that's going to be a big night, 9 o'clock on WNBC, and I hope you'll watch. This is Dick Clark, guest disc jockeying here on 1050 WHN. You're worried about the weather tomorrow? I warned you, you got to take the bumper chute. Tomorrow's weather's going to be about the same as today, high in the upper 60s. We'll have a little bit of rain like we had this morning. Nothing, you know, not a real lot to worry about, but it's there. Let me turn the subject around and ask you, when you want to save electrical power, you're conserving our environment. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation reminds you to turn off unneeded lights and conserve valuable energy. Is it a deal? All right. One more reminder. It is the 69th anniversary of Martin Paint, and prices have been slashed in every single department to celebrate this great event. You can save now through May 5th on paint, paint accessories, wall covering, floor covering, lighting, decorative lumber, decorative furniture, and much, much more. It's a home decorator's dream come true, believe me. It's one of Martin Paint's greatest sales events of the year, and they're running their famous second gallon free paint sale on an assortment of some of their best paints, including Lady Martin Paint, and for the very first time ever, famous Enterprise Latex Flat and Semi-Gloss will be a part of their second gallon free sale when you buy the first gallon at Martin Paint's regular low prices. Every item that Martin Paint sells is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee with the presentation of a sales receipt, so you go to the Martin Paint store nearest your home and pick up a copy of their great 69th anniversary sales circular. Just jam full of fantastic sale items. Consult your local telephone directory for the address of the Martin Paint store nearest your home.
Now here's a weather update. Current temperature 92 degrees, barometric pressure steady. Forecast is for continued hot, humid, and extremely uncomfortable weather. Low tonight in the mid-70s.
Don't wait. Those 90-degree temperatures will be here before you know it. Get ready now. Take advantage of your local AMC Jeep dealer's special air conditioning sale. Right now, just $299 for factory-installed air on all 1979 AMC Spirits, Concords, and Pacers. That's a cool $214 savings over the manufacturer's suggested retail price. At your AMC Jeep dealer's air conditioning sale, $299 will buy you a lot of cool driving on hot pavements. That's your AMC Jeep dealer's air conditioning sale. Good news, cold air front moving in with AMC.
And the offer is good on all new 1979 AMC passenger cars sold and delivered between March 1st and May 31st, 1979, or ordered between March 1st and May 10th, 1979, regardless of delivery date. You see your local New York, New Jersey, Connecticut AMC Jeep dealer today.
Round of the 1979 New York Invitational Handicappers Challenge. Come out now through Sunday and we'll give you a game card and $500 to bet on the races for that day. The money's not real, but the $10,000 first prize is. And so are all the other awards the top 25 handicappers will receive. But besides fortune, there's also fame. Last year's winner found himself on national TV. So come out now through April 29th. This year, Harvey Pack just might be crowning you the best handicapper in town. Details available outside the track. No purchase necessary. You must be 18 years or older. Fame and fortune can be yours. Not by working like a horse, but just by watching the horses work at Aqueduct, home of New York's number one spectator sport.
The WHN Prize Fund.
Hi, this is Dick Clark. Who are you?
Hi, Dick Clark.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Fran Moran.
Fran Moran?
Yes, sir, and I live on Staten Island.
Oh, Fran Moran from Staten Island. We should make Staten Island rhyme with Fran Moran. Fran, you've won the latest Elvis Presley album, Our Memories of Elvis, containing It's Midnight and My Boy. How about that?
Oh, I am so thrilled.
Well, bless your heart.
I'm thrilled to speak to you.
Well, thank you very much.
I too.
Your chance to win is coming up soon on 1050 WHN.
Oh, Fran, the lady's never going to recover from that whole ordeal. You may be wondering, it just occurred to me, what is it, old rock and roller, talking about the country of Academy Music and all of that? I have been hanging in and around country music most of my life, and it's a big, big night a week from tonight, and that was why I was so delighted that WHN allowed me to come along and tell you about it, because on NBC we have our first primetime network telecast, a full 2 hours, with entertainment by, of all people, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders opening the show, and a little special number along the way, along with Foster Brooks, Jerry Lee Lewis, Loretta Lynn, the Oak Ridge Boys, Eddie Rabbit, Kenny Rogers, Dottie West, Don Williams. We'll be pecking the top male and female vocal, the new males and females, the entertainer of the year, the vocal group of the year. Speaking of vocal group of the year, nominees are Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn, Kenny Rogers and Dottie West, Dave and Sugar, Statler Brothers, and these fellas I used to hang around the old Landmark in Las Vegas to see. The Oak Ridge Boys.
Across the bay, a lady waits to hold me tight. And my boat and I are ready to set sail. If the weather keeps on holding and the wind is right, I'll be wrapped up in my sweet one's arms tonight. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sailed away with me. As I skip across the waves, my sails are high and full. My mind is on the one I wait to see. And I dream about an island somewhere in my mind, where someday I will take her off with me. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sailed away with me. Then a smile comes upon me as I look across the bow. I see a lady on the side, but she will wait no more as I head for the shore. Cause tonight I'm gonna take her for a ride. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of our life will someday be when she sails away. We'll sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water.
You go place your bets now. The Oak Ridge Boys are going to win this year in the Academy Awards, or will be the Statler Brothers, Dave and Sugar, Kenny Rogers and Dottie West, Twitty and Lynn. It's a tough one. I wouldn't want to bet on that. This is Dick Clark, guest disc jockeying on 1050 WHN, and I have for you an Olivia Newton-John double platinum album, Totally Hot, containing a little more love, Deeper Than Night, and I'll tell you what we'll do. If you are caller number 4 on the WHN prize phone, that's area code 212-955-9WHN, that album will be yours. And I have the delight to introduce, I mentioned to you, I was doing the Olympathon Saturday in Las Vegas. I look up on the marquee at the Thunderbirds. It's now the Silverbird Hotel. This lady is breaking records left and right. The cab driver says she's the hottest thing in town. And when I met her, she was little, just a little bitty girl. Everybody says she got to be a midget. Nobody's got a voice that big who sings like the great All of Outdoors. In any man's language, she is a giant. This is Miss Brenda Lee.
Oh, yes. You tell me.
Hi, this is Dick Clark, guest disc jockeying here on 1050 WHN, and tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, Del DeMontre will host another WHN live broadcast. This time it's Tom T. Hall. And Tom, a guest disc jockey here today? Who is he with? Lee Arnold, earlier today? You make sure you listen tomorrow night at 10 o'clock with Del. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Purdue Farms, Mr. Frank Purdue.
Folks, if you think your chicken dishes are good now, wait till you taste them with my delicious Purdue Oven Stuffer Roaster Parts. The difference between these parts and ordinary chicken parts is really something. First, they're more delicious because they come from a more delicious breed of bird to begin with, my big oven stuffer roaster. It's carefully bred and carefully fed to be tender and juicy like no mere chicken. But the best part about my roaster parts is that they're twice as plump as ordinary chicken parts, which means your family gets to enjoy more moist, delicious meat. So if you want to make better chicken dishes, don't settle for ordinary chicken parts. Try my extraordinary Purdue Oven Stuffer Roaster Parts, and you'll never go back to serving paltry dishes again.
Man is so convincing. Is there anything that man doesn't speak that is the truth? When it comes to roaster parts, Frank Purdue is even tougher than you are. He has to be, because every one of his oven stuffer roaster parts comes with his money-back guarantee. It takes a tough man to make tender roaster parts. Purdue and all New Jersey Acme markets have fresh Purdue pedigree chickens on sale. Tell you what, why don't you stop in and buy some? Hey, do you need tires for your sport or imported car? Want a sporty European-style radio to complement your car's looks? Well, what you do, you head for Firestone for a set of Cavallino radials. The Firestone Cavallino, with its aggressive European tread design, is priced right. Just $39 for a 155 R13 white wall, plus $1.65 federal excise tax, and your old tire. Get the Firestone Cavallino for your sport or imported car today and save. Firestone's a leader in tires. Firestone is also a leader in quality service work, too. All the prices are right. For example, a tune-up on any four-cylinder car is only $36.66, and it includes resistor plugs. You drive safely to your nearest Firestone store and keep your car in top condition with quality service at a fair price.
Ask a friend about Firestone, Firestone, Firestone.
WHN Prize Phone.
Hi, this is Dick Clark. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Phyllis Cassio.
Phyllis, where do you make your home?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn? Oh, my dear, you have won Olivia Newton-John's latest double platinum album containing Totally Hot and A Little More Love, Deeper Than Night. And if you will just hang on here, we're going to get that right out to you.
Thank you very much.
Your chance to win is coming up soon on 1050 WHN.
1 week from tonight on NBC, you'll see the new top male vocalist of the year in the Academy of Country Music Awards. Will it be John Conley, Kenny Odell, Con Hunley, Lee Dresser, or this man, Mr. Kenny Odell? No, Mr. Ronnie McDowell.
I was barely 6 years old when I first heard him sing, and somehow I knew from that moment on that it would be a lifetime thing. And I'd stand in front of a mirror day and night, and I'd listen to every one of his records, and I'd repeat every word and every note till I finally got it right. And I was determined that I'd wait for the day that I could stand and sing in front of an audience, and maybe someone would come up to me and say, "You know, you sound just like Elvis."
the world a song, and the world stood still to hear him sing. A simple man who took his faith alone, while all the world proclaimed him king. Now the king is gone, and oh, what a reign. And the crown on his head will remain. From a working man to royalty to everlasting fame, the king is gone. Yeah, the king is gone, but long live his name. There was a man who tasted sweet success, but still gave his hand to help a friend. A loving man who shared his happiness. Now the king is gone, but there was a man. Now the king is gone, and oh, what a reign. And the crown on his head, oh, will remain. From a working man to royalty to everlasting fame, the king is gone. Yeah, the king is gone. Long live his name. Yeah, the king is gone. Oh, king is gone. Long live his name. Goodbye, Elvis. We'll miss you.
Man is extraordinary. I got to tell you a quick story about Ronnie McDowell. When we did the Elvis movie, he had to change his voice from the young Elvis to the older Elvis and then finally the mature Elvis. If there is an award to be made, Ronnie McDowell should win it for that performance. I don't know whether he'll win the Academy's top new male vocalist, but he certainly is an extraordinary artist, and I thank him for the help on the Elvis thing, because without him, Kurt Russell, who did the acting, could not have ever achieved the, you know, the realistic thing he did, and he, I think he's going to win an Emmy and an Oscar. Let me talk to you about a guy whose friends called him Manny. The world knew him as Little Caesar. His name was Edward G. Robinson, and now Raymond Serra brings him back to life in his brilliant portrayal of Edward G. Robinson in the new Broadway smash hit Manny at the Century Theater. That's at 46th and Broadway. Joey Adams said, Manny is the best show on Broadway. Earl Wilson of the New York Post said, Manny gets standing ovations. The Associated Press said, Raymond Serra as Edward G. Robinson is magnificent. Come see Manny. The Edward G. Robinson Story is at the Century Theater, and for tickets, you can call right now. The Century Theater box office is at 354-6644. That's 354-6644, or call Charge It at 239-7177. That's 239-7177. Don't miss it. Broadway's newest smash hit. Buy tickets now for Manny and see Edward G. Robinson come to life on the stage of the Century Theater. You'll love it. Manny.
Rickle helps you do it better. Do it better with Rickle.
The Rickle Spring Circular Sale is on, so come on in for your circular and take a good look around. Great savings on everything for your home in the Rickle Hardware Department. A First Alert smoke detector with escape light, the kind of protection you want for your family. This ultra-sensitive instrument gives you the earliest possible warning. When the alarm goes off, the escape light goes on to illuminate the scene. The First Alert smoke detector with escape light is on sale now at Rickle, and it's easy to install. So whether it's for safety, beauty, or repair, you'll find it's all at Rickle.
Rickle helps you do it better. Do it better with Rickle. Rickle helps you do it better. Do it better with Rickle.
The Rickle Spring Circular Sale is on. Stop in for your circular and save.
The Bell System presents Mr. Ray Charles.
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi. Won't you reach out and touch someone? Well, you
never too far. They're waiting just to share your day, baby. You can touch base with all your friends and family wherever they happen to be. All it takes is a thought and a telephone, and it feels so good. People from coast to coast calling up friends to keep them close. Families who care so much, don't you know? They're keeping in touch.
They're keeping in touch.
Reach out.
Your telephone keeps you close no matter how far away you are. And keeping close is the best reason to call up and say hi.
Reach out.
And they called it puppy love.
On September 1st, a new law goes into effect in New Jersey that has some parents outraged, and they're passing around a petition to get it changed. The law will allow 13-year-olds to consent to sexual intercourse as long as their partners are less than 4 years older than that. That's 17 years old or less. The new law assumes that a 13-year-old understands the ramifications of having sex. Is that law a good law, keeping up with the times, or is that law faulty? WHN goes to the streets of New York.
Sort of giving, making it more permissiveness, and I think that the reasoning doesn't sound right, why they did it.
That's too bad. Shouldn't be that early.
I don't think it concerns me. I'm a little over that age.
I think it's remarkable.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I think that a child of 13 years is still under parental care because they're not working and you have to, you know, maintain them and all the rest of it. And if anything goes wrong, well, then you're responsible for everything that is done. I don't agree with that.
I'm not sure what effects the legal limit has on people's behavior. What effect has it had on people up to now?
I don't know. I think it's silly. Don't you think it's silly?
No good. I don't really think a 13-year-old knows whether or not. I think they're too influenced by, you know, people, older people, and I don't think they're really ready to make a decision about sex at 13.
It's an absolute disgrace. Absolute disgrace.
WHN wants to know what you think.
Now here's Gene Ladd with some good news. New York City food prices are down?
And,
really?
Yes, for the second week in a row at that. The 41-item sample market basket used by the Department of Consumer Affairs to keep track of the cost of feeding a family of four is down for a second week, only 59 cents, but at least it's down. The price, $87.96.
Some of the things that consumers found as bargains last week were pork chop center, which dropped 22 cents to 220, and bacon, which dropped 8 cents to 227, which was even 2 cents less than the same time in 1978.
Of course, not going down last week, the price of beef, but just about everything else either held steady or went down a little. The head of the Civilian Board of Correction in New York City, Peter Tufo, joined by union leaders representing correction guards in the city, calling on all sides to end the strike by the state prison guards.
I've been informed both by the leadership of the unions and by inmates in our detention system that any further unrest and confrontations in the state system could spread to the city.
Tufo says more than 1,000 state prisoners are crowded into the city jails, creating a potential for unrest. New York City has an emergency hotline number for residents in those struck apartment buildings. It's 267-9800. No talks are scheduled in the service workers' strike. Cliffside, Bronxville, Valley Stream, all around the New York area. If it's important to you, you hear it on WHN, and when you see news, call it into 688-1072. WHN pays $25 for the best weekly tip. Best annual tip gets $1,050. President Carter tells lunching publishers they need salt. We'll have that story in a minute. WHN News Time, 7:54.
America, the world is waiting.
Special places, friendly faces, adventures full of life.
Your world is waiting, and Visa is there.
You're traveling, you're moving, you're taking more from life.
Your world is endless, the possibilities unlimited.
Load the camp gear in the wagon.
A weekend getaway, taking off to New Hawaii, running every day.
Skidding down a snowy mountain.
Exploring sunny shores.
You're traveling, Visa is there. At over 2.5 million shops, hotels, restaurants, and airlines.
Let's come alive, spirit. Come on
traveling, shopping, and cash, Visa is the most widely recognized name in the world. Visa, we're keeping up with you.
President Carter in New York City today addressing the American Newspaper Publishers Association.
Common sense tells us, as it tells the Soviet Union, that we must work to make our competition less dangerous, less burdensome, and less likely to bring the ultimate horror of nuclear war.
The president assured the publishers there is adequate surveillance to keep track of Russian arms development under the agreement. In Washington, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission staff urged that 8 nuclear power plants built by the same company that built Three Mile Island be closed down for modifications, but for the time being, the commission has rejected the recommendations of its staff. Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrials higher, less than a point. Average price per share on the New York Exchange up 9 cents. Average on the American was up 8 cents, but the market value index at a record high of 183.5. WHN weather tonight, variable cloudiness. It'll be in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance of occasional showers. Readings in the 60s. By tomorrow night, those showers could turn into heavy rain with possible thunderstorm activity. Readings in the 50s. Showers continuing on Friday could be heavy again with more thunderstorms. Highest then in the 60s. 61 degrees, cloudy now.
Gene?
That's what you need to know, yes.
Bless your heart. I didn't believe you when you said the prices were going down. Anything you say from now on, Gene, I believe, I tell you. Hey, on
You're
August
17th... You're a great disc jockey.
Bless that. Your heart. August 17th and 18th, my friend Johnny Cash is going to be at the Westchester Theater. You want to see him, won't you? John, sing
the
it,
old man
sing it.
Turned off the radio, said, where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days. They play it in the strangest way. Said it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth? A little boy of 3 sitting on the floor looks up and says, Daddy, what is war? Son, that's when people fight and die. A little boy of 3 says, Daddy, why? Young man of 17 in Sunday school, being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of youth for asking, what is truth? Sitting on the witness stand, the man with the book says, raise your hand. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear. The man looked down at his long hair. And although the young man solemnly swore, nobody seemed to hear anymore. And it didn't really matter if the truth was there. It was the cut of his clothes and the length of his hair. And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth? Girl dancing to the latest beat has found new ways to move her feet. A young man speaking in the city square is trying to tell somebody that he cares. Yeah, the ones that you're calling wild are gonna be the leaders in a little while. This old world's waking to a newborn day, and I solemnly swear that it'll be their way. You better help that voice of you find what is true. And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth?
Oh, John, you haven't lost your touch at all. We'll be seeing you a week from tonight. As a matter of fact, I think he presents the Jim Reeves Memorial Award on the Academy of Country Music on NBC. That's at 9 o'clock, 1 week from tonight. I sure want to thank my friends at 1050 WHN for letting me sit in with you. Jesse's coming up next. Don't you dare go away. Dick Clark, until the next time, for now, so long.
1050 WHN News.